A love that cannot be gunned down. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The message from a minister in Lewiston, Maine, at a vigil for the 18 people killed, 13 injured in a mass shooting last week.
More people came together than could fit in Lewiston's Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul.
It's been awful. It's been horrible. Hopefully we're on our way to healing.
A screen was set up on the lawn to broadcast the interfaith vigil to the hundreds who could not fit inside.
Katie Brace in Lewiston reporting for Fox TV affiliate Boston 25 News. The city was on lockdown for 2 days until the shooting suspect was found dead. A Jewish center at Cornell University in New York's under guard because of violent threats against the school's Jewish students on an online forum about fraternities. The Gaza Health Ministry reports more than 8,300 Palestinians killed in Israeli military strikes since Hamas terrorists launched their sneak attack on Israel.
An Israeli military spokesman says dozens of Hamas fighters were killed in overnight operations in Gaza. Soldiers and armed vehicles from Israel expanding their operation to destroy the militant group, which killed over 1,400 Israelis in its terrorist attack on October 7th.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. House Republicans plan to vote this week on a standalone military aid package for Israel, among other business.
The first full week for new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, has Congress voting on three appropriation spending bills that fund different parts of the government. The week could also see Republicans make progress on a short-term spending bill to keep the government open past the November 17th deadline. Congressman Michael Guest from Mississippi joining many GOP members in wanting one that goes until January to give lawmakers time to negotiate.
There comes some compromise on some final spending bills, and let's get those bills passed.
The House bills have included spending cuts President Biden has threatened to veto.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz on Capitol Hill. The Los Angeles County Coroner's Office calls Matthew Perry's cause of death inconclusive pending toxicology tests. The actor was found dead at his home Saturday, 54 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. The Fed creates and pops bubbles using interest rate manipulation. Why put the value of your IRA or 401k at their mercy? This is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To get a free info kit from Birch Gold, text the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to 989898. Do it now and protect your savings.
Classes are canceled today at Worcester State University in Massachusetts. Police are looking for a suspect in a shooting on campus early Saturday. One person is dead, another is injured. None of the three are students at the school. Homecoming and family events were canceled over the weekend. A hearing is scheduled today in the federal antitrust case filed over the planned merger of JetBlue and Spirit Airlines.
Earlier this year, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit against the JetBlue-Spirit Airlines $3.8 billion merger, saying already four airlines, Delta, American, Southwest, and United, control close to 80% of this market.
JetBlue's elimination of Spirit as an independent company increases the risk that the remaining airlines, including JetBlue, would coordinate to raise prices or reduce capacity on particular routes where Spirit currently operates.
The Flight Attendants Union supports the merger after they were promised raises and no furloughs or displacements for 7 years. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
At the movies.
The horror film Five Nights at Freddy's made $78 million in ticket sales to lead the way.
We must be new security guard.
Can I help you, officer?
Have you met them yet?
The movie is the best opening horror film of the year. In second place, the seemingly unstoppable Taylor Swift.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Her concert film of her tour made another $14.7 million domestically and has now made more than $149 million in North America and in excess of $203 million around the world. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Nikki Haley files her paperwork to get on the ballot as a presidential candidate in her home state, South Carolina. She's there this morning. Vivek Ramaswamy has four campaign events today scheduled in Iowa. Dow futures are up 200 ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police asking for help in their investigation of the shooting. Left one U of I student hurt Sunday morning in the area of South 3rd Street and East Healy Street. They say two men got into a fight at a large house party, which led to that shooting. Now, again, the investigation is under control. Anyone with information should contact police. An investigation underway after an employee stabbed during an attempted robbery at a convenience store near the campus of the University of Illinois Champaign. Police say it happened at the Circle K on East Green Street early on Saturday. He was stabbed during a struggle with a man who tried to take alcohol from the store without paying. Investigation into a woman's death in Atwoods resulted in charges being filed against two Atwoods police chiefs. Said arrest warrants were issued for obstruction of justice and the death of 21-year-old Maya Evans. She was found dead August 19th at a home on North Iowa Street. Her death considered suspicious. Police and fire investigating. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday. It is the next, the last day of the month. I'll That's be done right. gone. October 30. That was fun last night at State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that coming up. ESPN 93.5 Weather with Greg, brought to you by Carl.
Encourage women in your life to get their annual mammogram. The earlier diagnosis, the better chance of survival. The Mills Breast Cancer Institute at Carl is there for you every step of the way. Learn more at carl.org.
Well, Mr. Weatherman, you said this was going to happen, and I'll be doggone, it has happened exactly as you say.
Yes, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your perspective, set events over the past weekend and the feel out there this morning, but not all that terribly off right now from what it ought to be for the next to last day here in October. But we'll take on more over the next 36 to 48 hours, more of a almost late November, early December feel, and maybe the look of a little winter in the air here. And some spots could get a little spooky, particularly the farther north out of Champaign you go, with some snow shower and flurry activity that may conceivably coat some degree of colder surfaces here to our north and northwest here tomorrow afternoon. So a pretty impressive little impulse coming on by, but quickly we reverse the atmosphere, turn those winds in from the west off the Pacific, he tries to say, and we'll moderate temperatures nicely here over the weekend, next week as well, but maybe a little more of a wetter weather pattern coming off some of these rain totals that were upwards of an inch and a quarter that came through the area here late last week and early on into the weekend. Out the door this morning, 33 Willard and Savoy. Let's see, Rantoul checks in with a reading of 32 degrees at the current time, and a rather fresh northwest wind out there as well, knocking wind chills down into the 20s. Get ready and used to that in the coming days. Sunshine, 43 tonight. Clear cold tonight. West-southwest wind, 25. Tomorrow for Halloween, becoming windy, partly sunny. Dress accordingly, and there may be a little snow in the air both morning and afternoon. Highs at about 39. That's it with a northwest wind, 20 to 30 and gusty. Hold on to the trick-or-treat bag, good in time. Clearing off cold tomorrow night. Lows down around 21. Sunshine and 43 on Wednesday. Then we'll moderate here to 50 on Thursday, 57 on Friday, lower 60s over the weekend, and maybe a rain shower here late Saturday night, and again early next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yeah, take the little hosey things off the spigot. Take your hose off. It's going to be 21 tomorrow night. What? Well, good morning to Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. This is Raven Harrison. She ran for Congress, political strategist. She's on the phone from Gainesville, Florida today on the Tavern's Joint phone line. How are you, Raven?
Doing great. How are you?
Fine. Representative Dean Phillips launches 2024 Democratic presidential primary challenge. I could hear Dean's mother going, "Oh, honey, why? Why, honey? What's he doing?
He really is hoping, because I think the Democrats have already, you know, when they pick their champion, so to be, they get behind him lock and step. There's no deviation from the narrative whatsoever. They have decided they're just going to ride Biden until he can't do it anymore. And then they're going to sub in who I think is Gavin Newsom. That's why he's been traveling to China and doing all this stuff. But this is unfortunately a reality of the Democrat Party. If you are not playing the game they want, they will cancel you. So I don't believe he's going to get any warmer reception than RFK did. And he's got a legacy, Kennedy, and they wouldn't even give him the time of day. They won't even protect him.
I'm just wondering, you know, Dean Phillips could be Bob Smith. It could be, who told him that he had a chance in the Democratic primary?
Because he's worth $77 million.
he's worth $77 million, but at this point, you're going to need several billion to have any chance in a party
race like this. I mean, it's 77. Well, yeah, he can still fund it. It's just kind of a, oh, okay, kind of that's a reaction. And it's not going to get any traction, is it?
Well, I don't think it is. I think what's going to happen is he's trying to position himself to be a better alternative than the heir apparent, which is Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom. So I think what they're what he's hoping to do is get his name out there and see if he can position himself to take over what we all know is coming.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, I'm hoping that Joe doesn't get out and start talking about staying with the family next August. And here comes Michelle Obama. Okay. Okay. That's what I'm worried about. You put Michelle Obama on there, they're going to win. I don't think there's any doubt, right? I mean, there's...
Well, I don't know. I think Joe's argument is compelling that he was born in Israel to Polish parents and raised Puerto Rican to, you know, destroy his country in record time. I don't know. That's a pretty compelling argument.
Tell me what it means that the squad did not condemn Hamas attacks and massacre on the Israeli people. This is like turning on the lights at the end of the night. We really see who people are right now.
And we've seen that for a while. They have been, and there's been anti-Semitic comments coming out from the squad since almost day one. And before day one for Rashida Tlaib, who was funded by Hamas. They're one of her donors. That's been widely known and documented, but yet they've allowed them to remain in Congress. They've allowed them to remain on these committees and allowed them to continue to spew this anti-Semitic hate. And no consequences have come to these women, I'll put that in air quotes, for propagating this, which is against the oath that they swore to uphold. Period. Stop.
I just wonder if there's any ramification to it. I doubt it, huh?
There has not been until we get a reset in this leadership, and that's what we need to convince voters going forward. Is it's not an R or a D. Either justice applies to everyone or to no one, and we can't have openly anti-Semitic people serving in Congress, and I'll put serving in air quotes too, who are against our allies. Israel is our ally. And so this is an unacceptable position for them to take and to spew. Rashida had a Palestinian flag and an LGBTQ flag outside her office right after the attack. I mean, they've not even tried to hide it.
All right. So the way forward today is what? I mean, status quo, is it going to be, do you believe it'll be Donald Trump against Joe Biden?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I believe that that's the way that the left wants it, unless he just honestly, and I'm not wishing that, but falls apart or absolutely just collapses, which he's very close to. But right now, they're just trying to stretch as much longevity and then put somebody in who's above reproach. Because if they put somebody in at the last minute, I also believe their play is to allow these terrorist attacks from people they continue to let in to our country and then try to lock us down and steal the election with martial law. Hmm. I believe that's what they are. That's their contingency plan, is to lock us down and just say, hey, we can't have elections. We've got to lock everything down if plan A doesn't work.
Yikes. Scary stuff. All right, Raven, how can we find Raven's Mantle?
You can find it on my website at ravenharrison.com or on amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you're getting married, you need to talk about money. Busey suggests you do this. Couples who tackle money problems together, take responsibility for solving them, will find their relationship could very well be better. Share credit. Talk about what you've got, what they've got. Develop a plan to shoot down existing debt, one bite at a time. Decide how much you want to save as a couple. Withdraw the funds automatically from your paychecks and don't touch it if you don't have to. When you're just starting out, or maybe you're celebrating a milestone anniversary, maybe you need to talk with the good people at Busey about stuff. You know, Busey has personal, mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. You can go to Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey since 1868. Member FDIC. Hey, it's 7:14 ESPN 93.5 Illinois wins the exhibition game.
Looking very impressive. Ooh. In our final exhibition game. The Maui Strong event raised over $1 million, 82-75 over the preseason number one Kansas. We were ranked number 25. There were 12 Illini getting playing time. Terrence Shannon Jr. with 28 points. We had 11 three-pointers, out-rebounded the Jayhawks 39 to 32. Do we get some Brad Underwood?
I'll get that coming up.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good. So that was awesome. We also had our Illini volleyball team winning against number 16 Purdue. Next up for them at Huff Hall on Wednesday against Northwestern at 7 o'clock. The women's basketball team in action at 6 o'clock tonight. Illinois men's golf is in action. And that's at with the Ryder Cup style at Stanford University with 8 teams participating. We've been ranked in this fall season at number 18. So go Illini all around with all of those stories trending right now. Did you watch any NFL action yesterday?
Yeah, watched some. It's been a busy weekend. Busy weekend. We had young Jacob Hurtubise in town.
Awesome.
And he was there for a wonderful little get-together. And it was Cincinnati Reds let him come home.
Yes.
For 2 days.
Awesome.
Now he's back in Arizona.
Well, we're essentially about a month out now, so I get that he wants to get back for some of these celebrations
well,
of the happy couple with Grace and Jacob.
This is the only one he was able to get
okay.
to.
Okay.
Because, hey, he's playing baseball, but it's mm-hmm. been, you know, 10-month season. It's pretty long. He went last January. But the fact that he's getting these accolades now from the Reds and on the radar – exciting next month for him to see if he can make that 40-man roster, which is a big deal. And, you know, you think about all the baseball players in the world, and there's got to be tens of thousands of them that dream of playing in Major League Baseball. And each team can protect 40 guys. And to get protected, and we'll see if that happens,
mm-hmm.
big deal. Anyway, busy weekend. Did not see a ton of things. We were just building a wall. Remember I was telling you getting a door?
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff. We were trying to create a new bedroom in our home and all these things. So,
well, your New Orleans Saints beat the Colts 38 to 27.
Yep.
We also had Minnesota over Green Bay 24 to 10. And the L.A. Chargers over the Bears 30 to 13. And there's, of course, Monday Night Football tonight when it comes to the Raiders and I forget.
Detroit Lions.
Thank you.
What tells you can never count on anything, the Denver Broncos, who gave up 70 points 3 weeks ago to the Miami Dolphins, beat the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
How can Denver ever beat the Kansas City Chiefs no matter what?
Well, that's Kansas why City, we play them.
Kansas City won the last time Kansas City lost to Denver, I think was two presidents ago. I think Barack Obama was president. It's been 8 years.
Wow.
They've lost 16 straight to Kansas. So that tells you, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, boys and girls, do not bet on anything you can't afford to lose.
There you go.
Because I would have bet heavily on the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Denver
Absolutely.
Broncos. Did not happen.
World Series tied at a game apiece. It'll be the Texas Rangers at Arizona tonight for the Diamondbacks in Game 3 that's happening. So I'm sure you had a little baseball talk about that with Jacob since he was home.
Not a lot. We're just building stuff. We're painting. You
know? Okay, okay.
And you should have told your husband to put $1,000 on the Arizona Diamondbacks to win the World Series last March. If you'd have put $1,000 in the Diamondbacks to win the World Series, you'd have $125,000.
That would have solved some problems.
Okay, 7:18. We got your Fox Business Minute coming up. It's Monday.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Havana, and vicinity. Going to be a good looking but cold day's worth of weather. A little more typical of mid to late November in these waning days of October. Sunshine in 43 today with a brisk northwest wind. Tonight cold down at around 25 for the low. Tomorrow a little spooky around the edges. Unseasonably cold, becoming windy, partly sunny, and yeah, a couple of snow showers and sprinkles in the air for the morning and again for the afternoon. Trick-or-treat time as well. Northwest wind 20 to 30 and gusty. High temperatures just 39 tomorrow. Clearing off tomorrow night in cold, low down to 21, sunshine in 43 on Wednesday. But then, nice moderation in temperatures expected back to more seasonal levels. Partly cloudy, chilly up to around 50 on Thursday. A Friday high of 57. Weekend forecast, maybe a shower late Saturday into Saturday night. Dry weather on Sunday. Weekend highs of 62 on Saturday, 61 on Sunday. And perhaps a couple of more spells of shower activity early next week with high temperatures again in the lower 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
McDonald's shares are higher. The fast food company's earnings and revenue both top forecasts. It was able to charge more, which pushed its sales up 14% and boosted its profit. McDonald's customers were placing bigger orders and were buying more online. There's a merger in the real estate business. San Diego-based Realty Income is buying Spirit Realty Capital, which is based in Dallas. And there's an advertising merger. Omnicom is buying Flywheel Digital, which helps to sell brands on Amazon and Walmart. Wireless companies have found ways to make more from you. The Wall Street Journal says companies are raising prices and offering premium service plans to boost their profits. AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon all made more money from services in the recent quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
All right, here's something coming up you might be interested in if you can get to it. Hi, it's Stevie J. I want to invite you to Stevie J Travel's unveiling of the 2024 travel itinerary. Are you interested? You might as well come. It's free. 10:30 in the morning, Tuesday, November 7th at the beautiful I Hotel. Keith from Premier will be there, and he'll kind of identify where you're going to go next year. We got the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. We got a trip to Alaska. We got great trains in the Grand Canyon. So wonderful, unique trips that you'll be interested in taking a look at and maybe even joining us on an excursion and an adventure next year. 2024 is upon us. We need to start thinking about where you're going. Stevie J Travel. You can go to steviejtravel.com for more information or just simply come on over to the I Hotel and Conference Center on Tuesday, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning, and we'll be excited to share some of the trips we partner with Premier on and some other surprises. Again, it's Stevie J Travel, I Hotel, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning. Stevie J Travel, where do you want to go?
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
All right, it is Monday. This is the 30th, so I'm trying to gauge the trick-or-treat crowd. I think the numbers will be down because the weather looks... You're not going to not trick-or-treat, but when you have to wear a stocking cap... It definitely hinders the, because the kids don't want to stay out there.
Yeah, that's right.
So I would guess early and short.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're dressed as a double Barney where you have all kinds of warmth in there, you're just not going. But again, it's candy night, man.
Yeah.
When else can you ever go to people's house and get chocolate?
It's awesome.
Didn't that happen very often?
So fun. And all the indoor events, a lot of the parents are tapping into that. I know tomorrow with the women's basketball team facing Truman State, they're encouraging 12 and under to come in costume and get some treats and get in for free.
All right. Nice event there. Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up, we'll take a break for the news, and then we'll come back and we'll play some clips from last night's game. But yeah, we beat Kansas.
Yeah, they look good.
I thought we looked old.
Stevie.
Johnny's here. Brother Johnny's jumped in our studio.
I believe I said Illinois will beat Kansas.
You did tell me that.
Excellent.
You did mention that, and it was, Kansas. I like seeing Bill Self. Liked Bill Self. I like him. I always did.
Wearing glasses in this stage.
Well, he had him on, then he had him off, and then he had him on, then he had him off. But it was just a nice exhibition. Didn't count. But, we clearly – I think it also kind of shows –
the difference between a number one preseason and number 25, there's just not much margin. One in 30.
Well, wait a minute. We're probably a little better than 25 right now. I'll tell you, Bill is a good coach, but nobody can take five new guys from who knows where all over the country. Yeah. And we have five or six veteran players.
We counted seven that are back from last year.
Well, some of them are older.
Oh, yeah, the ones that transferred in are old.
So
Coleman Hawkins was the youngest kid on the court last night at the end of the game, and he's 21 turning 22. So we have a bunch of men. And last year, remember all the freshmen? We played our freshmen last night for about a minute until they had like whatever turnovers. It didn't look very good. And that was what we had last year.
Right.
Well also, just having played together, it's a whole, they were really looking pretty good, Steve.
Yeah, Gary was really a,
he's
a guy.
Gary A is, he made he's 8 a, out of 10 free throws. Mm-hmm. What was that? Whew. That's 80%, I think.
That brings tears to my eyes.
I know.
We needed that.
And to see the three ball go down for Coleman, and Terrence Shannon had it, and anyway, I got Bill Self, I've got Brad Underwood from the game last night, and heard Bill commenting about Lauren Tate, who's coming up on 92.
Oh, wow.
Still active, still sounds great. Mm-hmm. No, it's remarkable.
Absolutely.
It is remarkable what Lauren Tate has done and continues to do with good content. And anyway, as he walked in, he said, who do I know here? Oh, I know Lauren. Lauren's been around since Harry Combs.
That's right.
And then as he walked out, which I don't have that clip, but he walked out and he's going, I heard Lauren shot his age, 102.
Well, Lauren was on the at the practices when I was playing football in Illinois.
Yeah, that's right.
I always wonder why I never did a story. I mean, come on, Lauren.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
Philo.
What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. He can still make up for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Illinois basketball starts the season on Monday the 6th at 7 o'clock against EIU.
Yeah, we got Marquette.
Mm-hmm. That's coming on November 14th.
Ranked 5th.
Well, yes. I like some tough teams early, and the ACC challenge is gone, Steve.
Yeah.
So
we got another couple teams. What is it? With Marquette? We have like I think we thought that we had 10 top 10 opponents, cuz you got Purdue twice, Michigan State twice. That's 4.
Well, I'm looking at preseason.
Preseason
like
is Marquette and there's somebody else tough.
Izzo always plays the tough teams,
I know.
Man. And he doesn't care if he gets beat up, cuz it's first season, then it's the Big 10, then it's the NCAA, and he always works it out pretty good.
Yeah. So we got EIU on the 6th, and then Oakland on the 10th, Marquette on the 14th, Valparaiso on the 17th, SIU on the 19th, the 24th is Western. So those sound like a typical kind of preseason.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect to lose any. Well, Marquette's good.
Marquette, yeah, they're real good. Mm-hmm.
Valpo has a good program.
Yeah, that's Roger Powell.
Yeah, I heard. He's right. The Reverend.
Yeah, the Reverend is there. Okay, we'll come back. We'll play the clips. Bill Self, and Bill, by the way, I thought he looked younger and better than when he was here. I mean, the guy's 60, I think.
I don't know, but he didn't look fine. Oh, he's always been classy.
And he talked early in the press conference about, you know, he said, I never really left the nest. And then I came to Illinois, and I had Jay Mariotti as my beat writer. I mean, it's Chicago. So yeah. He said, I learned more than I ever learned anywhere else in Illinois. But and again, we talked about this, but I don't think he ever would have left it for anything but Kansas.
Right. That's where he played basketball, right?
He played Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he is 60.
Well, by the way, if you have to hold a grudge, it's Matt Doherty who screwed everything up.
That's right.
Because he couldn't coach his way up.
North Carolina was.
And they gave him all the chances in the world. Me and I were cheering for North Carolina because we saw it coming like a freight train.
As much cheating as they did, I was still rooting for North Carolina.
Roy Williams would go there if he had a chance. Kansas, and then we knew that'd be a problem.
Well, and again, they cheated their brains out when all of them were writing papers during our championship year.
Well, you would think they could have cheated for Matt Doherty.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, man. That's probably when they started. So we got to do something
different. Who's bitter? Who remembers that stuff?
Right.
We're going to come right back. I got Bill Self. I got Brad Underwood to play some clips. Stand by. ESPN 93.5, 7:30.
Discover your best self at Parkland College. Earn credits that transfer or power forward on a new career with in-demand training, learning support, and tuition assistance. Enroll now for spring classes at parkland.edu. Discover your best self at Parkland College. Earn credits that transfer or power forward on a new career with in-demand training, learning support, and tuition assistance. Enroll now for spring classes at parkland.edu.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Hey folks, fall is coming, and so are great deals on the world's fastest mower, Dixie Chopper, at Champaign-Urbana's only dealer, Dedicated Diesel, at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. They still have some 23 and a select few 22 residential and commercial models at liquidation prices too low to advertise. Whether you're mowing your yard at home or 200 yards commercially, you'll get the best warranty in the business with 3-year bumper-to-bumper unlimited hours or 5-year bumper-to-bumper up to 600 hours that includes the engine, deck, and spindle hub. Go see Andy Bowman at Dedicated Diesel in Urbana for warranty details and best pricing on the world's fastest mower. He's clearing out inventory to make way for the new 24s, and no reasonable offer will be refused. Dedicated Diesel, 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana, that's just off Route 45, 217-328-0562. Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Two nights already gone. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
Fox News has learned that a high-level Israeli official, in coordination with the United States, visited Doha on Saturday to meet with Qatari negotiators. The discussion focused around the hostages and how to further those talks to get more hostages released.
The IDF reports at least 312 soldiers have died in the fighting, and it struck over 600 targets in Gaza overnight. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council set for today at the request by the United Arab Emirates, which wants a binding resolution demanding that Israel accepts humanitarian pause to the fighting in Gaza. Donald Trump describes it as not constitutional, rude gag order by a federal judge stopping the former president from attacking the prosecutor or witnesses in his upcoming election interference trial in D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. University of Illinois police asking for help in their investigation of a shooting left one U of I student hurt Sunday morning in the area of South 3rd Street at East Healy. Police say two men got into a fight at a large house party, which led to the shooting. That student taken to a nearby hospital. The good news, that student expected to be okay. Saturday marked the final day of the season for Urbana's market at the square. Several vendors and community members came out to grab their favorite products. The outdoor market may be ending, but the indoor winter farmers market in Lincoln Square Mall kicks off Saturday, November the 4th. Champaign County establishing a micro loan fund to help community continue its recovery from COVID, the pandemic. The loan fund aims to help disadvantaged entrepreneurs and small businesses in Urbana access affordable financial services, focusing on those who do not qualify for traditional lending. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Some terrific programs from the Urbana Park District, bringing on our Greg Soulier weather forecast for Halloween tomorrow. UrbanaParks.org.
OK,
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Banning vicinity. In the wake of late week rainfall across the area, upwards of an inch noted in some spots and southern sections of the Corn Belt as well. It's more or less a mid to late November look and feel around these parts with sunshine and 43 degree readings for this afternoon. Brisk northwest wind, mostly clear, colder tonight, down around 25. A little smoky around the edges for the day tomorrow. A couple of snow showers and flurries for the morning and afternoon. Only 39 on Halloween, with a northwest wind 20 to 30 and gusty. Hold on to that trick-or-treat bag good and tight. Clearing off and colder still tomorrow night, low down to 21. Sunshine and 43 on Wednesday. Will moderate temperatures up near 50 on Thursday. Sunshine and 57 on Friday. There may be a couple of rain showers around late Saturday and Saturday night. Nothing on Sunday. Weekend highs in the lower 60s. Back into increasing rainfall chances for early next week, with again high temperatures into the lower 60s. We'll keep you posted right here for Stevie J Broadcasting. I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Well, back to football, and I am again, maybe not marching to the same beat of the same drummer. I believe Illinois still has a chance to go to a bowl game.
No, I think that if you watch Illinois and you see how much better they are than they were at the beginning of the season, I believe they have a good chance.
So we go to Minnesota, 2:30. Uh-huh. We got Jay Layman, the Jay Layman Hour, massively entertaining, 3 to 4, replayed 5 to 6 on your way home if you don't get off till 5. And then Luke Altmyer, quarterback Altmyer, will be on after 4, as he is every Monday.
That's right.
So we'll be talking Illinois, Minnesota. I'm sure we're underdogs, but I think we can beat Minnesota.
No, we could win every game, theoretically. But there again, yep, then you could get beat. So yeah. I just think that they've improved a lot on defense. Luke's getting pretty comfortable in the offense. And you better watch out for Illinois. That's all I'm saying.
A lot of the Illini were in different pockets. You know, three players. You could see video of them at some of the playoff games. Where Unity moved on, we'll be playing DeCoin at 2 o'clock on Saturday. After
at DeCoin Unity High School.
Yeah, I wonder why the number one has to go to the number 8.
They switch back and forth. Right. We just played away. They got it, and they played at home, I
think
guess.
It's a big advantage to host.
But Monticello was actually winning in the fourth quarter. But
Monticello make the playoffs?
They were they about did to be number one DeCoin.
That's Oh, that was okay.
That's why... We
all right, so we got a shot. And they make the number one travel 2 weeks in a row? Or is that down at DeCoin?
I thought Monticello went to DeCoin, but I
think
don't
they host it. Anyway, we'll see what happens to the Erics. Right. I know Centennial's out. I don't know who else. Muhammad Seymour. They lost. Muhammad Seymour lost,
okay,
too. Yeah. So I guess Unity. St. Jogden won.
Okay.
All right, so
St. Thomas Moore won.
St. Thomas, 8-on-8. Is that what they're playing?
Yeah. Right.
Eight-man football.
Man, I wish we had 8-on-8.
Boy, that'd be a lot of fun.
Back in the day.
There's just too many guys out there, but with right. 8, you got a shot.
That'd be a
wide
lot of...
open, one-on-one defenders.
Nobody would have stopped Johnny and Kent Carroll. Nobody would have stopped that. All right, 7:38, Illinois beats Kansas in an exhibition, 82-75. Brad Underwood after the game.
I was very, very pleased with our offensive flow the first half. I thought we had difficulty at times in the second half. But both these guys got going from three. We took advantage of some ball screen coverages that they had. I was hoping tonight that, Coleman might get 23s up. Then Terrence, they went under. In their ball screens, gave him great, great looks. Really excited about the start of the second half from this standpoint. They made their run. They made a run. And Hunter got going. McCullough got going. We gave them a few gifts that way. And then we withstood that. And we got back to playing really good basketball. We had three turnovers late. 7 minute mark or so. Those are turnovers we can't have. But we got a stop or two, and then we ran really good offense. Quincy, I think, we had a segment where he was 4-4 from the free throw line. And then we had a big time, he made a big time three on a big time drift play that helped break it open. But the end of the game, we had a lot of age out there. A lot of experience, and I will say that early in the season you rely on that. It's going to be an opportunity for everybody to continue to grow in those areas. But we were we were trying to learn in those situations, and experience was something that I was, I think Coleman was the youngest on the court, and he's been with us 4 years. So, Kansas is a heck of a team. They're going to have a great year, and we just got to keep being everyday guys and do our job.
You just, if you have a choice of whether you're going to go get the five-star freshman or a fifth-year senior, I'm going with the fifth-year senior. Because the five, you're going to yell at the five-star freshman, he's going to transfer, and then he's going to get a better offer. I mean, go with age. You're better anyway.
Well, he's also going to go pro, so you're not going to have him right. for 1 year.
And how do you feel if you're Murray State or you're Ohio or Miami of Ohio? I mean, anybody, they're going to transfer. If they get really good, they just go get the big exposure and money. So it's almost like a minor league system. It's terrible, but that's kind of what it is. If anybody at Eastern gets good, they're not staying at Eastern. That's just the reality of it.
I think you'll see a good basketball team. You've got some really good players that have been here for quite a while. I don't know how many teams have that many in D1 have that many returning good basketball.
Not common players. Anymore. So here's Bill Self at the very beginning of the presser. Back home. Or was it home?
Well, Bill, 20 years later, what was it like to walk into this building? What was coming across your mind?
Well, first of all, they've done a magnificent job with the renovation. It looks great. And what Josh and his staff have done from a facility standpoint is so impressive. The oven is off the chain. It was good to walk in, but it wasn't emotional. Not at all. Would it have been 15 years ago? Yes. But there's enough water on the bridge. I've had enough stuff happen and real life episodes and events go on to make, you know, a departure from an institution not seem quite as big a deal as what I thought it was in real time. But it was great. I thought it was a good atmosphere. I think I was actually very happy that this game will prepare us moving forward, because there's a lot of things that happen in this game that will happen a lot in our future games. And so I thought this was really good for us.
And so what about us? What about the University of Illinois here, Brad? I mean, Bill Self has a perspective because obviously he won a national championship 2 years ago and won one before that. So he's had two national championships.
Brad's going to have a really good team. Brad's team's going to get better. I like the pieces, and they have enough depth, and they got fouls that they can give inside. There's a lot of positive things about Brad's team and their men for the most part. I think there will be positive things about my team. I don't think that I see them quite from a competitive standpoint yet. You give up, let's just call it like it is. If Brad comes to Allen Fieldhouse and gives up 82, Illinois is probably not winning. If we come up here or go anywhere and give up 82 on the road, you're not going to win. So our mindset isn't what it needs to be a good team yet.
What about Frank Williams? You know, he was here. Frank Williams and DeMonte played and graduated a year or two ago.
No, right. So, I remember that.
So Bill met with a lot of his former players. There are pictures galore out there. But meeting, how was that, and what did it mean to you, and who did you most enjoy seeing?
The one I was probably most excited to see, though, was Frank. Frank was a bad boy. And the best thing that happened that Frank told me today was he got his degree. So that kudos to him, and that's special. That after all this time, it meant enough for him to go back and get his degree in Illinois. I'm sure did everything they possibly could to help him with that. But now he's got himself and his son, both college graduates from the University of Illinois. That, to me, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know what Frank was a bad boy, but I know there was issues. Even with Lon Kruger, when Lon got here and he had Frank Williams on his team, and there was issues. And I remember Rob Judson, his assistant, said, well, all right, the question is, are we better with Frank or without Frank? And Lon said, obviously with.
Yeah, I think that was correct.
But Frank was a, you know, again, and DeMonte, he turned into a wonderful player for us. And what a fine young man, too. I think he's a police officer in Peoria, Illinois. DeMonte would be a big police officer.
Do we leave it in the
big and tall. Anyway, very exciting to get this thing done. I'm really happy Illinois won.
They raised a lot of money, actually.
Over a million dollars mm-hmm. for the folks in Maui.
Yeah.
And both of them, the significance is Kansas and Illinois on a rotation to go to Maui every, 4 years?
Okay.
And so they've been there a lot of times. And
Kansas is going this year. We're not going.
Yeah, Kansas is headed that way. And Kansas has some terrific athletes. They're going to be really good.
Yeah, they're going to be good.
Hunter Dickinson, 0-4. Oh, my gosh. You know, the season that nobody remembers, was when Michigan went 14-3 and we went 16-4 and had played all of our games. And we appealed to the Big Ten because statistically, percentage-wise, 14-3 is better than 16-4. But we played two more games. And we played one game with Michigan that year and beat them by 25 points.
Well, there's just no basis for what they did. I mean, we won the Big Ten. And if you do have a percentage theory, but you have a head-on-head game, that would decide. That's how you do it. When you play the other team, you see who wins. We beat them bad, too, Steve. We crushed them. And that banner is ours. Someday somebody might give that to Illinois because that was just COVID and it was crazy and nobody's thinking straight and they gave a losing team the championship when they were the losing team, Steve. Yes, losing team.
Exactly.
Usually don't get the trophy.
7:46. All right. So we'll get the rest of the sports and wind it around here. Diane's got that with football and else.
Well, we both talked about the Broncos managed to stun the Chiefs on Sunday, picking up their first victory against the division rivals since the last 17 meetings when Peyton Manning was was under center in Denver.
Well, Barack Obama was president the last time Denver beat Kansas City.
But you had Sean Payton, so you had to at least give that. And then Russell Wilson, and we never know, but it's football. But that one surprised me.
Right.
But I did rank them a little bit less because of that Wilson-Payton combo.
Yeah, well, they've kind of dialed down Russell Wilson to kind of manage the game, not his all-on-Russell thing, but he's getting $48.5 million a year. And I don't think he'll be in Denver after this year. It's just too much money for what he's doing. That's a lot of money.
Well, there's a long way to go.
All right, let's see what happens.
I guess to be good sports at Mile High's Empower Field, they played Shake It Off from Taylor Swift for Travis Kelce.
How are they going to see each other?
But Taylor wasn't at the game, and I think that could be the natural syndrome.
I see.
Because I'm so pop culture now, she's got an Eras tour that continues. She's got to go to Argentina. Isn't that amazing? You can go to Argentina and sell out. Wow. What is that?
She's worldwide, baby.
I mean, she is, but when is she and Travis going to see each other? He's got to play football. She's got to do the biggest tour we've had in the world.
People navigate it. Love prevails.
Yeah, even with a jet, Johnny, you can't get to Argentina very quickly.
Pretty quick, and they're working. They're working. Yeah, they'll get together. There's always some
FaceTime. FaceTime.
Yeah. LA Chargers over the Bears, 30-13. Yeah. Minnesota beat Green Bay, 24-10. New Orleans over the Colts. 38-27.
I am happy the Saints won. They Colts, you know, they were same record, 3-4, 3-4 for the Saints win that one. But I feel so bad for Kirk Cousins.
No kidding. Right when he was playing the best football he's ever played.
He tore his Achilles and he's down for the year in his life. I don't know if he can. He's older, so I don't know.
That one's tough.
That hurts. Mm-hmm.
Why is the Achilles just...
I don't know.
But you get that Achilles thing, man. It's brutal.
World Series tied at a game apiece, 7 o'clock tonight, Rangers and Diamondbacks. The women are in action in basketball at 6 o'clock against Truman State, encouraging 12 and under to get in free when they're in costume and get some treats. So Halloween's tomorrow. Most communities trick-or-treating from 6 to 8.
Okay, tomorrow night, 6 to 8. And again, we'll ask Greg coming up about the wind. The wind at the
Will
bags.
Will the wind be strong in the evening when the trick-or-treaters would win?
And a low of 24 into tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have like a...
You could go as a Michelin man.
Well, you want to bundle up.
Wear all these layers and just kind of stick out.
Yeah.
Well, we were going to sit on our porch and watch the trick-or-treaters, but we may not sit outside. It
might be just a few.
Just open a window and throw it out there, you know, and then get it.
Ha!
All right. Okay. We'll check with your weather forecast coming up. ESPN 93.5.
Build strength and endurance in a high-energy, fun fitness class with the Urbana Park District. Work It Circuit runs Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are between 5 and 5:50, October 24th through December 14th. Each session takes you through a full-body workout with a mix of resistance training and high-energy aerobics. No experience is necessary, and people of all abilities are welcome. Instructors can modify the class to meet your needs. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99, code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Van, and vicinity. Going to be a good looking but cold day's worth of weather. A little more typical of mid to late November in these waning days of October. Sunshine in 43 today with a brisk northwest wind. Tonight cold down at around 25 for the low. Tomorrow a little spooky around the edges. Unseasonably cold, becoming windy, partly sunny, and yeah, a couple of snow showers and sprinkles in the air for the morning and again for the afternoon. Trick-or-treat time as well. Northwest wind 20 to 30 and gusty. High temperatures just 39 tomorrow. Clearing off tomorrow night and cold, low down to 21, sunshine in 43 on Wednesday. But then, nice moderation in temperatures expected back to more seasonal levels. Partly cloudy, chilly up to around 50 on Thursday. A Friday high of 57. Weekend forecast, maybe a shower late Saturday into Saturday night. Dry weather on Sunday. Weekend highs of 62 on Saturday, 61 on Sunday. And perhaps a couple of more spells of shower activity early next week with high temperatures again in the lower 60s. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgay.
All right, thank you, Greg. All right, so a couple of top stories. The killer, the murderer from Maine, was found dead, self-inflicted wound. I think they found him Saturday night, mm-hmm. over the weekend. In Israel, they're on the edge of Gaza as the Israelis move forward. And I was talking over the weekend someone about if you have Hamas who massacred, and let's not forget it was a massacre of just unbelievable proportions of what they did to women and children. And you have the stated policy of Hamas to not just get more land, but to kill all of you. And if that is stated as true, and you say, well, not all of Palestine is bad, and I'm sure there's some good souls in Palestine that are being held against their will, but how do you negotiate and have negotiations with someone who doesn't believe you have a right to exist? How do you start a conversation when their premise and their baseline is you're evil, you got to die? How do you even talk to that? I have no idea.
Well, that's the problem. It's been going on for quite some time. So that is exactly right.
But if you don't recognize their right to exist, it's a non-starting conversation.
But that's Hamas, not all the Palestinians.
But somehow, how do you weave your way through that?
You can't come up with a solution because anything that makes the shooting stop now will evolve in another massacre sooner or later. Because it's not just a policy. It's an obsession and a life's commitment. Wipe out the Jewish state.
And that's, how can you have eight people in Congress not even condemn the massacre? I mean, just to say, boy, you shouldn't have done that, but Israel's evil. I mean, the first thing that Mike Johnson, new Speaker of the House, did was a resolution to say we condemn what Hamas did, and eight of the squad, including AOC, said no, we're not condemning that. And so you get, okay, the lights are on, we know who you are. We thought we knew who you are. For sure we know who you are now. You're anti-American, anti-Israel. You can call anti-Semitic, whatever you want to say, but how can a normal thinking human not condemn a massacre of women and children?
They no normal thinking human can. But okay, you're not okay. talking about right. normal thinking humans there.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of evidence that they're not normal thinking
yep.
people.
Yep. I guess you're thinking, well, this is absolute.
Or that they think there's some good Palestinians. And
no, they say they did not condemn Hamas's massacre.
Okay.
So how could you not say, well, I disagree with it, but they shouldn't have done that? I thought AOC even said that initially.
Yeah, and it's not, they talk about the Israeli war, it's really just a self-defense response to complete horror. I mean, this is not civilized. And so there's not going to be any end of this negotiation until the Palestinians recognize that we all have to try to live together.
Well, it also vindicates my overall premise for about 10 years is God is the only chance we have. If without right. God and the change in the hearts of men, this is not going to end. It never will. You can go wipe out Hamas, but they're not going away. And somebody else will come back up.
The Israelis are willing to live together. They're just not willing to say, okay, well, if you want to kill us all, come on
what
in.
What the heck?
That's just not what they're willing to do.
Well, it's all backed by Iran. You got Hezbollah, you got Hamas, among others, I'm sure, that are just growing up to try and kill Jews. And so you're having attacks here in this country because I think you said it years ago, Johnny, that sometimes when you speak to all the people don't quite aren't sane enough to really come. They're attacking Jews in America now. There's instances of that going on. It's just horrific, and yet it's hard to see the hope here in that area of the world right now. Really,
right
is.
Now, look, every president in our lifetime has tried to make peace in the Middle East. It just, Trump came the closest, actually.
Abraham Accords got it started, yeah. and that's completely gone yeah. now, right?
So well, I don't know about that. It's not gone because it was with the other countries in the area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think they're thrown. But with this going on, and of course, with people like the, what do you call them?
Squad.
Promoting Palestinians and saying, look what the Jews are doing.
Yeah.
That becomes the Israel is the problem. And we've kind of all agreed as a globe that, no, they need their place, and it was kind of their land 4,000 years ago, whatever. Anyway, that's the way it is now. And they're fomenting this. These people are complicit in what happened with the massacre. They should atone for what their rhetoric is, because if America's behind the Palestinians— then they are encouraged. That's a big deal still. We're still somebody, Steve, and they should just not take a side like that. And they should just work on the Palestinians' problem, which is what you said, Steve, their commitment to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. Do you think you would like that? I mean, we had that with the Armenians historically. The Turks wanted to wipe the Armenians off the face of the earth.
Killed 1.5 million or so.
Just more because of just the religion of Christianity. And they just were, you know, that wasn't acceptable. But we didn't like it. We did not like that. So you can't really blame Israel.
We got a break for the news. Be right back. We got Mario Henry, former NFL player. I love this guy. He is motivational and he's really cool. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. Stand by.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
From Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Hey, Luke, last year we talked about some Sony TVs.
I remember. You had a good-looking 65-inch for under $1,000.
Sony didn't fix what wasn't broke. That same TV is now $899. Instead of making new models in the basic series, they dropped the price.
Well, that does sound smart. Most everything costs more this year.
It is smart. Of course, the step-ups are all new and improved. The OLEDs use panels 30% brighter than last year, a processor that remasters content so it just looks real. Sony OLEDs have the best look.
Do they do anything special for sports?
Good question. Fast action can get messy. OLEDs are quicker than regular TVs. Throw in Sony's XR OLED motion, and your crisp passes will not look blurry.
It's important to see the ball.
As in follow the bouncing ball?
What are you talking about?
These do these sing-along shows. Never mind, just Google it.
Get your orange gear ready for the Fighting Illini men's basketball Hail to the Orange Out game.
One by Shannon, 4-on-1 break. Shannon, what a left-handed block.
Be at State Farm Center as the Illini host Big Ten foe Michigan State on Friday, January 13th. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
Holman Hawkins, he's got a triple-double, but listen to the roar.
That's not the right one. That's not a Michigan State, not yet. We'll be into basketball soon. Indiana coming up week from Saturday.
Yes.
Is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is WSJK Tuscaloosa.